Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 484 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Andrew, but before we get to that, I do want to thank an amazing sponsor, one of my favorite apps on my iPhone, actually, and that is Mile IQ. This is an app that will keep track of all the drives that you take. And then after your drives, you can maybe once a week go in there and you either swipe left to record it as a business drive or swipe right as a personal. And it keeps track of your miles, which you can use as a write-off. And so it's crazy because the average Mile IQ user logs $547 a month in drives. That's over $6,000 a year in miles you could be claiming. It has a 5-star rating in both Google Play and iTunes app stores, and it comes highly recommended for myself. I use it, and it, like I said, automatically keeps track of all the drives that you do, so you don't have to do it and worry about that, and you'll get paid what you deserve after you write those things off. So all you have to do is text Pat, that's P-A-T, to the following number, 31996. Text Pat to that number to start your 40-drive free trial. You get 40 drives for free. Create an account this week, and you'll get 20% off an annual plan. Check it out. Standard messaging and data rates apply, all that good stuff. Thanks so much, and here's today's question from Andrew.
Hi, Pat. Andrew Palmer here from the NorthlandNews.com. I run a hyperlocal news source here in Kansas City, Missouri that covers the county that I live inside of. I do a lot of video recordings of local school boards and commission meetings, and much of that video gets edited and then uploaded to YouTube. I was curious, should I keep a digital backup of the files that I have already uploaded to YouTube, or is it safe to just go ahead and delete those once they're uploaded? Thanks. Love all that you do.
Hey, what's up, Andrew? Thank you so much for the question today. I really appreciate it. To give you the quick answer, yeah, absolutely. I mean, what if YouTube goes under or something happens to your account? You always want to keep a little digital backup. And to take that one step further, I would make a backup or at least have that working file that you use to edit that video if there is one. For instance, I use ScreenFlow, which is a screen recording capturing tool, although I use that for editing videos too because it's just really easy to cut and slice and dice and move things around in that. So I use that for editing. I keep a ScreenFlow file for all the videos I publish because, not only because just in case if something happens to YouTube or whatever, or with my account on YouTube, but if I wanted to easily grab that to upload it somewhere else, maybe in a course somewhere, maybe on another video website, Vimeo.com. I do that sometimes for some things. I don't do that quite as often as I probably could. You could also do it to get an RSS feed for it to turn it into an iTunes podcast, a video podcast, which I've done for SPI TV. And here's the most important thing. What if you need to update some of that content? Maybe there's something that changed in it that you want to update. Or maybe there's a promotion that you're running and you want to just add a trailer at the end for it before you re-upload it or something. You can't re-upload to the same video on YouTube. You're going to have to create a new video when you do that. That's something I wish YouTube would do, although I understand why they don't allow that. And what I mean is if you have a video and it just is out of date, you create a new one. You just replace that video instead of having to create a whole new video, but it doesn't allow you to do that, unfortunately. But like I said, it's just good to have just in case. And so, yes, you should absolutely keep a digital backup of the files and also the working files that you use to create that video too. It's going to take up a lot of space because a lot of those files do run quite large. So for me, I have a 1 terabyte external hard drive that I use for all those things, including podcasts too. So I can keep my hard drive and my computer fast and, you know, have some space on it for other things. So Andrew, quick, short, easy answer, create a backup. Andrew, thank you so much for the questions today. I really appreciate it. We're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. For anybody else out there who has a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. Just hit the record button, ask your question, and fire away. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off the day by Malcolm Forbes. He said, "When you cease to dream, you cease to live." So dream big, guys, and then you'll live big. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. And if you have a sec, head on over to iTunes and leave a review for Ask Pat. I really appreciate it. Cheers. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.